Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unbox. Today we are going to unbox how we build up the black child. Stay around. I'm Dr. Robert Davis, family life educator and relationship coach. And welcome to Unboxed, a frank and straightforward conversation about relationships. We're going to talk about family, church, workplace, and all other types of relationships. Join me for the next few moments as we unbox the power and potential of relationships and help you to live your best life. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unboxed. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Davis. I'm so glad that you've chose to join us. Before we get started on our journey today, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. And if you're following us on YouTube, make sure that you also click the alert button so you'll know when we're coming on live and you can keep up with all that goes on with Unboxed, where we seek to unbox the power and the potential of every relationship. We've been talking about the black family. We've been talking about how we build up the black community. And we've been talking specifically about the black child the last couple of days. I did such a terrible job yesterday at reading the quote from Frederick Douglass that I think it's only important that I be sure to reread the statement to you. So let me read to you what Dr. Frederick Douglass says. Frederick Douglass. I'm going to get there. And he's talking about the plight of the black slave child. And he says, Frederick Douglass talks about when he was a young slave child, where he says, "I have often been awakened at the dawn of day by the most heartrending shrieks of my own aunt, who the slave master used to tie up and whip until her naked back was literally covered with blood. No words, no tears, no prayers from his gory victim seemed to move his iron heart from its bloody purpose. The louder she screamed, the harder he whipped. And where the blood ran fastest, there he whipped the longest. He would whip her to make her scream and whip her to make her hush. And not until overcome by fatigue would he cease to swing the blood-clotted cowskin. I remember the first time I ever witnessed this horrible exhibition. I was quite a child, but I well remember it. I shall never forget it whilst I remember anything. It was the first of a long series of such outrages of which I was doomed to be a witness and a participant. It struck me with awful force. It was the blood-stained gate, the entrance to the hell of slavery through which I was about to pass. It was a most terrible spectacle. I wish I could commit to paper the feeling with which I beheld it. To the slave owner, the black child was not much different from the black adult, only smaller. What did black slavery do to the black slave child? It took away his childhood. What did Jim Crow do to the black child? It took away his childhood. What did the crime laws and the war on crime do to black children and black communities? Took away their childhood. One of the things that has happened to our black children is that they've lost their childhood. Study after study after study has been done that shows that young black kids are often viewed much older than they are. A 12-year-old is seen more like an 18 or 19-year-old, and a 14-year-old is seen more like a 20-year-old, which makes it possible for a police officer to just drive up and start shooting indiscriminately at a 12-year-old who's playing around with a toy gun in the park, like any normal 12-year-old child should be able to do in any country, far be more less right here in the land of the free, allegedly. With that being said, one of the systems that helps to keep our people and our children down is the education system. There is a term that's used. It's called the school to prison pipeline. And the reason that that expression is used, that phrase is used in reference to the majority of black schools, especially in inner cities, is because the school is often the preparatory for the penitentiary system. The school's inadequate education, the disconnect from the children, the rigid rules and over-governance, and even the over-policing that takes place inside of our schools prepares our children to become distrustful, prepares our children to become criminalized, prepares our children to get involved in the criminal legal system. So I want to spend the next few days talking about the education system in our country. And I want to let you know that in the big picture, now we're talking specifically about the African-American child, in the big picture, the way we do education in America is backwards. Education in America was designed and structured in order to produce workers. That is why our children go to school, sit in a classroom for the most part for 7 to 8 hours a day, sitting in a chair, looking forward. That is not an environment that is conducive to education. No one will tell you that. And I'm not an educator, but my wife is a speech language pathologist who works with developmentally delayed and children who also have speech and learning disabilities. And so putting a child inside of a classroom and asking them to sit in the chair and to look forward at an instructor for hours on end is the least counterproductive way of transmitting and helping young people to retain information and to become critical thinkers and to become strong producers to society. It is a very creative way to produce people who can sit in a chair or can sit on an assembly line or can sit in some other environment for 8 hours a day, mass producing for the wealthy. But we have to, especially considering the history of Black children, the current reality of the Black child, as well as the realities of the education system and the deleterious effect that it has on Black children, we as Black parents have to be extremely mindful of how we interact with the education system and how we allow our children to interact with the education system. So I wanted to just kind of put that teaser out there. We're going to come back over the next few days and we're going to talk about the education system and how we strengthen. We don't have a lot of control over the education system, but we do have a lot of control over our children and how the education system impacts and affects our children. Let's take back control. Let's take back control of our finances. Let's take back control of our communities. Let's take back control of our economics. Let's take back control of our education. Let's take back control of our families. They stole it. We're going to return it. The system has been designed to try to keep us as a permanent underclass. But you know what? God's design is for us to exceed. And we're going to talk about how we exactly do that. All right. That's all the time that I have for today. Please make sure that you like, subscribe, and share. Make sure that you give your children a kiss. Let them know that you love them, that they're valuable and important to you. And then let's meet back here tomorrow as we continue to unbox the power and the potential of the Black family and the Black child. I'll see you then.
Seasoned with Grace Unboxed also provides healthy relationship training and leadership development for businesses, churches, and community organizations. For a free consultation to discuss your team's needs, please contact us at our website at swg-unboxed.org. That's swg-unboxed.org.